Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today it's the Futile Four, baseball's 100-game losers. With less than 1 week until the end of the 2019 Major League Baseball season, a new record for futility is just about ready to be established. There are currently four baseball teams who have already lost 100 or more games during the 162-game baseball season. Since modern-day baseball records began back in the year 1900, this year's quartet of incredibly lousy teams will secure a record as the first season with four teams losing 100 or more games in a season. Now, it's been 80 years since 1939 since two Major League Baseball teams have both cracked into the all-time worst records list during the same season. Two-team futility also occurred back in 1911 and all the way back in 1909, too. So, 119 years of baseball being played, this 2019 Futile Four will add three names, at least, to the all-time worst records in the history of Major League Baseball. Without further ado, let's meet the biggest losers of the 2019 Major League Baseball season.
Now entering the studio are today's contestants.
Ranked number one, it's the Detroit Tigers. Through Tuesday night's games, Detroit has already racked up 110 losses, but alas, they'll fall short of the all-time record of 120 losses that's owned by the 1962 New York Mets. In second place, the Baltimore Orioles. After last year's O's established the fourth most losses of all time with 115, the 2019 Orioles continued to frustrate their fans and have accumulated 106 losses with just a few more losses still to come. In position number three, the Miami Marlins. Sporting a spacious new and mostly empty most nights baseball stadium, the former Florida Marlins are now leading the National League with 102 losses as they stumble down the home stretch of the season. And bringing up the rear, but still with 100 losses so far, it's the Kansas City Royals. The third member of the American League trio in this unique century club for 2019 is the team which actually won the World Series just 4 years ago back in 2015. Royals fans, though, seem to be getting used to it. Only last season in 2018, KC lost 104 games. And as of Tuesday night, the 2019 Royals had already racked up 100 losses, and they still have a chance to match or exceed last season's losing total. What does having four 100-loss teams say about Major League Baseball? Like most Major League sports, baseball needs to contract from its current 30 teams and reduce the number of franchises. While the Houston Astros will, for this season, trot out three All-Star starting pitchers for the postseason beginning next week, pitchers for our Futile Four franchises have struggled getting anyone out. By giving up over 5 runs a game on average, our Futile Four teams would need their batters to score as many runs as those teams entering the playoffs, and that's just to earn a .500 record. Well, what about the home attendance for our 100-loss Futile Four teams in 2019? Well, the Futile Four were all ranked among the 6 worst draws in the 30 Major League Baseball teams for this season. Sadly, Tampa Bay, who may actually sneak into the playoffs, and Pittsburgh, home of the longtime Futile Pittsburgh Pirates, also made the bottom grouping for this year. What can be done to prevent this from happening in the future? Apparently, not very much. These teams can't afford to get into the bidding wars with the wealthy franchises like the New York Yankees or the Boston Red Sox for talent. They must invest in drafting quality young baseball talent and then pack their farm systems with exceptional coaches to develop them too. The Houston Astros are a recent bootstrap success story, but their willingness to invest in obtaining top-level pitchers, though, has made them a World Series champion and a consistent contender of late. With the team winning again in Houston, the Astros' home attendance has also surged toward the top of the attendance list as well. With so many teams struggling on the field and at the gate in Major League Baseball, the majority of teams will just be glad their season is just about ready to come to an end. If you live in one of the feudal four cities, though, hope springs eternal for next season. Well, perhaps for the first week or two of the regular season, next spring, maybe? Good news, good seats are still available. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
You're a complete loser.
Don't know what I was thinking of. I guess I just wasn't too right. Well, I sure hope I do better next weekend on The Price is Right.